Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Boneheads.
You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about.
Raw.
Yeah, where's the raw?
I don't know who Deshaun Hamilton is.
Who?
Yeah, a former player, I think, maybe. He quote tweeted Tua's press conference, said this dude, the starting quarterback, was late to the first team meeting during my 3 seconds on the Dolphins, and everything was all cool in there.
I love that. Wait a second here. This guy was never on time either, and he gets called out by a random nobody?
Wow, that's nuts.
I love it. I'm actually in favor of it.
Yeah.
And that was 2 days ago. Yeah, his Twitter handle is SkeeterMills _. This dude.
That's what Mac went by in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Skeeter.
Skeeter Mac. This dude, the starting quarterback, was late to the first team meeting during my 3 seconds on the Dolphins. 4 crying emoji faces, and everything was all cool in there.
Wow. Yeah, you can't get up there and call people out in a press conference like that. That's a really, really
Tua
bad
should take
look.
That money and walked.
Oh, hell yeah, he should have. He absolutely, he's done. He's got to move on. But my bonehead of the week is it's pretty easy this week. It's Aaron Glenn.
Mm. Jeez. 0-6.
Okay, that's not a bad thing. But how you got there is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was he doing at the end of the first half? Where they basically took a timeout, ran out the clock, and didn't go for it. You had like 11
that
seconds
crazy.
That you just let expire at the end of the first half, and you were on your own 45-yard line. You have the opportunity for at least one more play and an opportunity to kick a field goal. As we know in this league now, 60-yard field goals aren't that big a deal. Throw the ball downfield a little bit and give yourself an opportunity to get some points, because even after the game, Garrett Wilson's like, yeah, I don't know what was going on there. I'd never seen anything like that. And now Garrett Wilson's been paid, so he can't really lip off, you know? He's basically, they paid him and Breece Hall for all, they're not who they paid.
Sauce.
Yeah, him and,
Him and Sauce, they
BBL
paid money.
Stinky.
So these guys can't lip off now. They're paid. They're paid. So you got to be with the company, man. Smart move by the Jets to do that. Get out in front, pay a couple of these guys, because if you didn't pay those two guys, they'd be ripping everybody too on the way out the door. Aaron Glenn has no leadership skills whatsoever. You had negative 10 yards passing in the game. That wasn't that wasn't a quarter. That wasn't a half. That wasn't like, oh, wow, that's a misnomer here in the third quarter. Yeah. No, that was for the entire game. They had negative 10 yards passing. You snapped at a member of the media who legitimately asked if you thought about making a quarterback change when your guy had negative 10 yards passing. You were asking a coach who's already cut 2 players this year for fumbling punt returns.
BBL stinky.
So if you're going to fumble punt returns and get cut, if you have negative 10 yards passing, it's a legit question to say, hey.
Yeah.
And what Aaron Glenn could have said is, yeah, we thought about it. You know, we needed to get the offense right. He's still our starting quarterback, but we had to make a change here. Everybody would have understood. Not a big deal. You yelled at the media. And then he's just overmatched and clueless about everything that's going on out there. I've not seen a coach this bad since Jim Tom Sula in San Francisco for that half season that he was the 49ers head coach, and he looked like he was a guy way out over his skis. Aaron Glenn looks like he's a football coach coaching baseball. I mean, he's not, I don't know what they're doing out there with the Jets, but my bonehead of the week has to go to the entire New York Jets organization. Ultimately, Aaron Glenn, who, if he's not a one and done, I don't know what he did to save his hide.
Does he make it a full one?
I don't know, man.
Got the Panthers, the Bengals, the Browns, the Patriots, the next 4. It's not the murderer's row.
Sign me up for the Panthers. Sign me up for the Bengals.
Yeah. Browns.
And then you're gone.
They're at home against the Browns. You got to think that's like their best chance to win a football game.
That's when you
game.
Bring in the new regime, rally around them, get the first win for the Jets. That's the Romeo Crennel hire.
Yeah. And then you find out what's going on with Harbaugh and you make him your permanent hire if Baltimore's moving on from him.
Somebody texts in JETS just in the season.
That's good.
Take the week. Take the week.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I can't think of anybody else in the league who would be a bonehead.
Fireman Fred just went to Policeman Fred.
That was bad. There's
good try.
Yeah. I mean, you could give it to, you know, Jalen Daniels for fumbling last night.
Yeah, that was a stupid fumble.
I mean, nothing.
Not on this level.
Nothing's on this level.
This is bad.
That game was bad from the start to the finish to the halftime to negative 10 yards. So everything in between. The Jets have done nothing right this year.
Yeah, it's such a great DC. It's crazy how that could happen, man.
Well, what did
no, it's not.
I mean, yeah, you're right. It's
Romeo
not.
Romeo Crennel.
No, it's not. It happens all the time. Yeah. It's just such a different job, I guess.
Yeah.
Just, I think that part is crazy.
I mean, you look at, what is it, Josh McDaniels? Yep. Awesome offensive coordinator.
Amazing.
Man,
OC.
Right? Great. Just can't. Nathaniel Hackett as a head coach.
Mike McDaniels.
Another one. Yeah. Mike McDaniels, another one.
But that's why I say we don't do a good enough job of raising these guys to be head coaches. What happens is through the first 8 weeks of the season, everybody makes their judgments about everybody. We crown all these coordinators geniuses. And then the media machine that is the NFL's media people push these guys out there. Coaches feel like they've got to hire these guys because Peter Schrager said to. And all of a sudden, all these guys who aren't qualified are getting hired because Adam Schefter said that would be a good hire. And they don't do their due diligence. And they've got a guy who's 33 years old, 34 years old, who's never been the leader of anything out here trying to run an NFL organization. So it's a piss poor way that they go about doing it.
What was the way they used to do it?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Did they used to do it better?
It sure seems like it. You know, it really does. It sure felt like years ago you had better veteran coaches that stayed around for a long period of time, right? You had Bill Parcells, you had Dan Reeves, you had Andy Reid, still have Andy Reid, Bill Belichick back in the heyday, you know, when he was good. You had legitimate, qualified, good head coaches, because I think really what's changed more than anything about sports and sports in life, social media aspect, people don't want to be clowned on social media. I've heard this from many people in organizations. They're very sensitive to what fans say and how they perceive things. And the perception game is everything because that starts the social media machine. Let's just make up a name. John Smith is the new great head coach, offensive coordinator for San Francisco. Well, all the minions in the league ball wash the league. They prop up this guy, John Smith. The owners think, well, I mean, Adam Schefter, they got to hire John Smith. He's 33 years old. He was a coordinator for 5 minutes. You don't know if he can run an organization and be a leader of an organization. Yeah, exactly. I guess I just did, right? But I mean, but that's essentially
33, John Smith, yeah. Bunch of people believe in something. Yeah. Sorry.
That's true.
BBL stinky.
It just seems like with the social media machine today, analytics, nerds, all of this kind of stuff that they look at now that we've never looked at before, we're all in this rush to hire some guy who's calling plays. I don't know how he relates to the rest of the team. I don't even know how he relates to the quarterback or the offense. I don't know how he's going to lead the organization. And it's not about, like, we're seeing, you know, Bill Belichick right now not understand what being a college coach is all about and how different that is. These guys get into that chair to be an NFL head coach, and the last thing you have time for is coaching football. You have to do everything else. And at 33 years old, you're not equipped to run an NFL billion.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In dollar organization, you just don't have the life experiences necessary. There's nothing wrong with giving people an opportunity to coach for a decade or so, learn how to be a leader, and then go be that head coach. We're just in a rush to do it, and all these guys get fired right away, and then you never hear from them again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.